You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
It is great to be home, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be home indeed. I have just been away from my bed for the longest stretch of any time in my life. I left Memphis last Monday, or rather a week ago Monday, and just got back early this morning. So that's, about 2 days shy of 2 weeks on the road. Part of it was for business. I obviously missed last Saturday's show. And then I went straight from the business trip and met my wife, my parents, my brother, and my son and daughter in Orlando. So we had a little joint family vacation. My father and I kind of split the cost on that. I haven't taken a family vacation in years, and it was great. Very rare occurrence indeed that I'd be out of the studio on a show night. But that was the case last weekend as a result of this. You know, I haven't been on vacation with my parents, both of my parents, in since my wife and I got engaged in 2005. So that's how long it's been since I was on a vacation with both of my parents at the same time. And I'm very close with my parents. We go to church with them every Sunday. We see them at least once a week in addition to that. And my brother, of course, very close with him as well. But it was just a very special, wonderful family experience. And it have to be to keep me away from my radio duties. And I'm going to fill you in on all the details. We were there for a week doing the Disney thing with primarily for my daughter. But, you know, you never really outgrow Disney World. But we got sick, so it was a great trip on the one hand, but you know, I have never in my life gotten sick on a vacation like that either. And I mean violently ill. I was down in the bed for 2 days, and then a day after I got back up and at him, my wife came down with it. She was laid up for 2 days. So between the two of us, there were 4 days that we were out of commission, or at least not at full strength as a parenting unit. But even with that, it still couldn't damper the great fun that we had and the familial bond that was strengthened with the Edwards clan here. And so it was good. I called in last weekend at the top of the show, right after the show got started. And I was going to say hello to everybody and let people know that I would be out indeed and that this is what they could expect for the show. But when the show started, at exactly this time last week, I was eyeball to eyeball with Mickey Mouse. It's true. I was handing Mickey Mouse an autograph book for my daughter at this very minute last week. And I know it was this very minute because I was listening to Sam open the show on the Liberty News Radio phone line where you can call in and listen to the show via your mobile. And so that's where I was last week at this time. That was before I got sick. I got sick later that night. But anyway, the separation anxiety, and I wrote this on the politicalcesspool.org, the separation anxiety that I felt being away from the show, even for a single week, was very real. The political cesspool is not almost like another baby to me. It was really my firstborn, my first child, I guess, in some ways. It was a fun show last week. It was a little bit different than our standard fare, a little bit lighter than our standard fare. But I thought about playing a tape, but you know, we've got so many resources and there were some things that people wanted to do. Scoop wanted to have Sean Bergen back on the show for an extended stint, and Sam Bushman was great enough to kind of serve as the conductor of the orchestra last week, and he shared the first hour with Sean Bergen, who's just a pro's pro, as is Sam, of course. And then Eddie and Sam, they have great chemistry. They were on in the second hour together and had some fun and a few laughs. And then Winston Smith wanted to get Daily Ken back on. He did that. It was just a great opportunity for me while being away to give you a little assortment, kind of put some other people front and center and deviate from the charted course and alleviate a little bit of a log jam. So we were able to do all that without missing a beat. But bottom line is I'm back now, as you can tell. And anytime I miss a show, I'm just exuberant and can't wait to get back in here for the next one. And so it's great to be talking with y'all again, everyone listening here on the AM FM dials across the country and online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And hey, if you're listening online, you might as well join us right now at the Political Cesspool virtual fan party, an online listen club at CFCC.org. That is the Council of Conservative Citizens, our partner in political activism, CFCC.org. If you're listening, join us now. Don't be shy. It's okay. Join the conversation. Say hello. We might even read some of your postings in the chat room on the air as this live broadcast continues. Well, with that being said, and with me now being back, I want to make one more final announcement before I toss it over to Keith Alexander, who was the only other member of the Political Cesspool All-Star Stable of Talent who was off last week. Keith is a mainstay, as is Eddie, but Keith had the night off, whereas Eddie had to come to work last week. And Eddie's in to work early tonight, already in the studio. And he's going to be featured in the third hour tonight. And listen, folks, it's going to be an amazing third hour. We've got a lot to talk about between now and then, though. But I want to say one more thing before I introduce Keith, and that is that I trust, of course, that everyone who donated to the Political Cesspool in December has by now received in the mail a very special package for me. And thanks again, everyone, for giving your best in answering our call during the fourth quarter fundraising drive in December to keep our vitally important work alive. We are the original, the biggest, and the best. Thanks to you. And for those of you who would like to receive our next special incentive offer, it's right around the corner. The first quarter fundraising drive of 2015 will begin on March the 1st, so stay tuned for details. Well, another thing that happened on this vacation that I was on, and I was in the middle of praying for death when this event occurred, it was the Super Bowl. And I did get to watch the Super Bowl from my sick bay. And it was a great game as far as football goes. I mean, it was a pretty thrilling finish and a lot of twists and turns. And at the end, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots won the game in thrilling fashion. It went down to the wire. Just a great sporting event as far as sports goes. We don't like to get wrapped up and enamored in bread and circus, but hey, you need a departure every now and then, and as long as it's not what dominates your life, there's nothing wrong in taking a furlough for a couple of hours a week and enjoying a sporting event. Just don't get into the hero worship and the anti-white guilt and all of the other things that the sponsors in the league try to force upon you. And I know, Keith, this is something that we were talking about earlier this afternoon when we were doing a little show prep, where some of the commercials that we saw and, of course, the messages that the NFL tries to plant in your mind and, of course, the satanic ritual that has become the Super Bowl halftime show. But let's start with your take on it, and I'll point out some commercials that I saw, and I know we're coming up quickly on a break, but we'll continue this in the next segment as well.
James,
and great to have you back, Keith, by the way.
Great to have you back, and I want to get a total debriefing on Disney World, what has happened there since last year.
We met all the princesses, we met all the characters, they're all well and listening in tonight. I know that Belle and Aurora and Cinderella, they're big fans.
You see, I'm not even familiar with those. I remember Snow White and Cinderella.
She was there too.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
You know, folks, we've only been doing this for 10 years. And so we thought we had a saboteur in the studio. We were frantically trying to find out why Keith wasn't going out over the air, despite the fact that all the equipment here in the studio, here at this lavishly funded radio station, is up and running. Keith's mic was off. You know, that always helps to turn the mic on. But Keith is normally used to having the interns here do it for him. It's a lot of work to push the switch. I don't even look at it. I just assume that it's on when I walk into work. So I guess we're going to have to start doing our own work and pouring our own coffee and all that other stuff, Keith.
I never take anything for granted. That's what you've learned from this whole kerfuffle. But let me just say this. Here's exactly my take on the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the crowning end to the National Football League season. And the National Football League season is becoming nothing more than a platform for political correctness. Just look at the last year. First, it was Ray Rice and domestic violence, and we all got a lesson in how expensive it is to vary from the politically correct script regarding male-female relations, okay? And again, we learned that it's not the Manning brothers who are guilty of domestic violence. It is Ray Rice and people of his ilk, and enough said on that. Then we had Adrian Peterson and the evil of parents trying to use corporal punishment on their children. Of course, James and I and Eddie all grew up in an era where parents administered corporal punishment. It didn't scar either any of us. In fact, quite frankly, it was a needed corrective, at least in my case, and I think probably in everyone else's that I've spoken to from my generation. But of course, we all need to be retrained, have sensitivity training from the left, and the NFL provides a perfect platform because people want to watch those games, and as a result, you have to endure the talking heads talking about politically correct things, you know, ad nauseum, all year long.
The sponsors, the league, and they say that the NFL was savaged by the media this year because of the domestic abuse scandals. Well, I mean, you know, that happens in black couplings, you know, a lot more often than it does in non-black couplings.
What a coincidence. We seem to have an awful lot of black players in the NFL.
Yeah, I've been
imagining that. And, of course,
that.
You know, that's not a that is not a violation of the principle of diversity, even though the NFL is not terribly diverse. Then we had Greg Hardy's situation. He's another black NFL player. In fact, he was actually from Memphis and was part of this blindside situation. He was one of the black athletes in Memphis that Sean Tuohy recruited to go to Briarcrest, who wound up going to Ole Miss along with Michael Orr. And now he's run afoul of political correctness as well. So it's just one lesson after another. They get the captive audience of football fans and make you endure their sensitivity training for political correctness.
They trot them out for a month out of the season wearing pink uniforms and pink shoes to show solidarity with breast cancer. Again, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, is the WNBA or all the lesbians in the WNBA going to trot out, you know, wearing yellow lapels for prostate cancer victims?
Well, I don't think so. It's amazing you say that because I just heard of something. They now are into – there's some big project like the pink ribbons and whatnot for breast cancer awareness for women's heart disease. Now, heart disease seems to be something that is shared by both sexes, or by, I guess, all four sexes now that we have. how many ever sexes we have, you know.
I think we're up to four genders and counting.
All humankind
now
seems to suffer from that. But why are we focused on women's heart disease? Ask me. You know, it's
look, here's the thing, though. So they bring out all of these instances. You know, Adrian Peterson wasn't supposed to discipline this kid, so we all got a big talking to, a big lecture about how we're not supposed to spank our kids. Now we're supposed to send them to timeout and let them know that they're the boss and this, that, and the other, and the domestic abuse. There were several others. But the thing is, nobody cares. This Super Bowl, which was ironically won by one of the whiter teams in the NFL, the New England Patriots, it was the highest-rated Super Bowl in the history of the league, so it just goes to show that nobody cares about these politically correct sermons. They just want their bread and circus. Now, this is good and a bad thing. First of all, we're still enamored with, you know, we're going to behave like the new Rome. We're going to pay the price that Rome paid. But here's the thing. It just goes to show that people really don't care much about these lessons from the moral exemplars of our society, the cultural Marxists. They just want football. And it goes to show, too, that if they will overlook, you know, the horror that the NFL has supposedly become, and they disregard it all, and they still keep tuning in despite the fact that they're supposed to be morally outraged by all of these, you know, politically incorrect scandals the NFL has enamored itself
in. I figured it out, James. I figured out exactly what the left's problem is with American football.
But it shows the public just doesn't care. And if they don't care about it in the context of football, they really don't care about it anywhere else either.
But see, they really have to tee off, no pun intended, on American football, because American football is the one sport that women don't participate in. Although we were talking about a Kroger commercial that where they're trying to change that too. They have this thing where it says something about families, and all families are not as they seem. And it has this football player trotting along. Then the football player takes off its helmet, and it's a girl with long hair. So we're supposed to think that that's the new wave of the future. I'm sure they're going to try to, just like they tried to force homosexuals into the NFL with Michael Sam's. That was another big politically correct thing. Then the next thing was, you know, there's going to be some woman playing in the NFL, and it's going to be ballyhooed. Even to a greater
I thought that was Helen
Sanders.
Helen Hunt did that in the Quarterback Princess. They've already
made a movie, you know, Life Imitating Art, I suppose, will be the next thing.
All right. Scoop had to call in early tonight because of a work-related conflict. He normally calls in at the last of the first hour. But he actually sent to me this Coca-Cola commercial. That was one of the things, the whole reason I'm bringing up the Super Bowl, not because I was so amazed by it, although it was good as far as the football game goes, it was entertaining. It had the largest audience of any Super Bowl in the history of the NFL, and some of the commercials were just absolutely horrible, as you would expect. I mean, they used these $4.5 million 30-second advertisements not to really promote a product, but to enforce political correctness. These sponsors are about as bad as reporters now. The reporter's job isn't to cover the news, it's to enforce political correctness. Well, sponsors' jobs aren't to promote their product, is to enforce political correctness. Well, Scoop, I want to turn it over to you because you've been waiting long enough, and I appreciate your situation. Tell us what your take on the Super Bowl was, commercials, the Katy Perry orgy at halftime, and all of that other stuff.
Well, good evening, James, and the rest of the Cesspool family. My take on the Super Bowl, it was a very entertaining, very intense game. I watched it to the end and not knowing who would win. The best Super Bowl commercial I thought was the Brady Bunch commercial featuring Danny Trejo and Steve Buscemi. I absolutely howled at that. One commercial I did not like was the TurboTax commercial where people, I guess it was the colonists having their tea party, and the British said, oh, well, if you use this TurboTax, you know, you don't have to pay this, that, and the other thing. And the actors playing the colonial said, oh, okay, never mind. And I'm going to have to let you go because I got visitors here. But I'll try to call back later tonight.
All right, we'll be waiting for you, Scoop. There were a couple of good commercials.
Bye.
God bless you, brother. There are some commercials that I like, and some of them are entertaining. He mentioned Steve Buscemi and Danny Trejo, that commercial. Jeff Bridges was featured in a commercial. I don't even know what that was about. He kind of just sat there and meditated. But I like the Big Lebowski, so it was good to see him. There was a Breaking Bad commercial. Breaking Bad, the greatest television series that has ever been aired, as far as I'm concerned, for my money. But there were some bad ones, too. There was this one where it browbeats boys who tell other boys they hit like a girl or they run like a girl, and they had all of these girls who were just, you know, devastated that someone would use the term hit like a girl to mean that it's not at least as strong or more capable than their male counterparts, and it just shaming people who say, you know, you hit like a girl, because as we all know, women are stronger physically than men. That's the way God made them. They're smarter. They're bigger, you know, and if you don't believe that, you know, who are you going to believe, political correctness or your lying eyes? Well, there was a couple of other ones that caught my attention, most specifically this Michael Sam commercial where Coke is just fawning all over this homosexual black guy that never played a minute of football. We're going to talk about it right after this.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you were somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, the American Freedom Party. .us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. You a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. So talking about the Super Bowl very quickly, I don't want to wrap up my coverage about this because it's really not a big deal one way or the other. The only thing that is a big deal about it is that it draws in so many tens of millions of viewers, and you got this captive audience that are subjected to the poisoning of the commercials and the halftime show. So you got Katy Perry.
Well, it's a cultural phenomenon, and the culture has been captured by the cultural Marxists. And this is just another example of it.
Keep going, Keith.
Yeah, that, you know, it's a cultural phenomenon, and the culture has been captured by the left. What we don't understand is, you know, at least the average citizen doesn't seem to grasp it, is that the left is minuscule in comparison to people that think like us. The majority of people think like we do right here on this ostracized radio show. On the other hand, about 1.7% of the population, which corresponds with another ethnic group that will go unnamed for the time being, maybe that amount of people are the people that actually believe in what the left has to say. But those people, unfortunately, are wealthy, and they're in control of our cultural institutions, our churches, our entertainment media, the news media, everything else.
And Eddie and I are going to talk. We've got some fresh information about the apostate churches. It's one of our signature issues that we like to cover together. We're going to get into that in the third hour. And we're going to, you know, talk. Listen, yeah, it's true. I mean, they've got control of all of the institutions. They have weaponized our institutions against us. I'm going to let Eddie make a quick comment. And I really want to wrap up the Super Bowl commentary because we've got other things to cover. And we've got callers.
You know, I was going to say, I was over at my brother Keith's house over a month ago. We were watching you know, a documentary on Archie Manning, and Keith pointed out to me that I think it was 1969. That was the first nighttime television football game ever, and it was, I think, probably the first primetime football game. Here's what we got to think. Keith pointed out, rightfully so, that the left is a very small segment of society, but they control the televisions. They control the radio. They control the media. They can make or break the NFL by their advertising. All they got to say do is say, if you don't go pro-homosexual, pro-black, let's switch the races, we will relegate you to, we'll put your football game at 2 o'clock Monday morning.
What is it, James, that Kevin McDonald calls the television set the electric Jew in your living room?
That's what he calls it. I believe that was Kevin that said that. But so here's the thing, and here's what that particular box was showing us, in addition to some of these other commercials we mentioned. And by the way, the whole hit like a girl, you know, putting forth the notion, the flawed notion. Listen, God created the sexes exactly as they should be. They complement one another, especially once you enter into the holy ordained institution of marriage. You know, it takes both to effectively run a household, and each gender has a strength, a God-given strength that the other doesn't have. But the fairer sex is not as physically astute as men.
I mean, or strong.
Why don't you have female linebackers? I mean, it's just a joke to hear these commercials put forth the idea that women are as strong or as capable athletically as men. It's just not true. But here are these commercials. And then you've got Katie. What's a different kind of strength when you're talking about, you know, childbearing and the things that women do that men can't do? But this commercial was talking about they are as physically capable.
Which is of you know, palpable.
Well, and that was one of the more mildly offensive commercials, but it was just the ridiculousness of it all is what caused me to want to comment on it. And then the Katy Perry thing, you know, gyrating, talking about, you know, lesbianism and, you know, just all that vapid pop filth.
Yeah, well, we're all supposed to just be on board with the idea that homosexuality is natural, and it has been de-weaponized. In other words, it's no longer a sin, even though your Bible, your Quran, any other, the Book of Mormon, whatever. No, there's no major religion in the world that approves of homosexuality.
Except for the state religion of the United States of America, which is, of course, political correctness.
And so liberalism.
You've got this one and the same, right? Coca-Cola, so Coke. Not that we didn't already know it, and not that we didn't already know where Coke and every other major company stands in the culture war, but we got this Super Bowl ad in which they present the homosexual Michael Sam as some sort of moral exemplar. And it is just the cream of the crop in terms of the utterly disgusting. And so he's on here and he's talking about, of course, first of all, the only thing he's famous for is for being a homosexual. Now, he played college football. He was one of the last picks in the last round of the draft. Normally, that's just filler. None of those draft picks ever get coverage, much less wall-to-wall, 24/7, ESPN at his house, like he was the number one pick of the first round. And he sits here, and we remember when he got drafted by the St. Louis Rams last summer, he's sitting there making out with this effeminate, you know, French kissing this effeminate white boyfriend of his on national television. It's just depraved sickness. And despite never playing in a single NFL game, he was cut by the Rams, and then the NFL started calling teams begging them to take him on so they could have their token homosexual in the league. The Dallas Cowboys picked him up, cut him. He never played a single minute, but he is getting millions of dollars worth of free publicity, endorsement deals, and he even is winning awards by ESPN for being some great athlete. Well, hell, he never even played a minute of NFL football. But he's on this commercial in the Super Bowl, and he's talking about how, you know, love overcomes all things, and that, you know, he got a hateful, you know, some hateful emails when he got drafted, and he just, you know, he's just so full of love. He's, you know, look, I don't hate this guy, but this isn't a guy
trying to portray him
champion
as some type of cultural hero is just sick, and it is it undermines everyone's religion if you have any religion at all.
Well, and even if you don't, even if you're a secular humanist, if you're an atheist, if you believe in nothing, if you're a nihilist, even you know that homosexuality is degenerate. It is a biological abnormality. It goes against nature. They don't reproduce. It's a biological dead end. It's wrong morally. It's wrong physically. It's just wrong.
Shortens your lifespan.
Look, and I'm not saying, you know, this guy should be, you know, discriminated against, but he certainly shouldn't be heralded and put forth as someone that we should, you know, train our kids to want to become.
Well, what type of sickos want to celebrate that type of deviant behavior? And, you know, I'm sorry, I just can't get on board with the idea that it's natural, normal, and it's just, you know, what's wrong with our kind of love type of situation.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Everything, in a word. Let's go back to Scoop, and then we've got a caller in Alaska that we'll get to as well. Scoop, take it away. Thanks for calling back. Are you there, Scoop?
Somebody scoop up Scoop.
Scoop must be out getting the scoop.
We got to scoop him up.
He does his research real time. Scoop, are you there? See, I mean, he's always out getting the news for us. That's
he never gives up.
All right, let's go to if Chris in Alaska is still there. Chris. All right, Scoop is out chasing the news right now. He'll be back. Let's go to Chris in Alaska. Chris, save us. Go, Chris. Chris, please.
Going once, going twice.
Speak.
I'm sure Chris
save
get
what's
back
left
here
of our tattered professionalism as we try to take a phone call here. All right, Chris, are you there? Chris. Okay.
Well, silence is deafening, isn't it?
Silence is golden.
well,
but my eyes
me,
still
but,
see.
I'd love to hear y'all on the radio. I just wanted to make a couple quick points.
Go, Chris.
Tie the last 3 weeks together. Eddie talked about getting back to God last week. We talked a few weeks ago. Y'all talked about with Inspector Jim Rothstein and the sex abuse that that goes on in high places. Y'all have talked about cultural Marxism. And the thing about it is this program and all of you all are advocates of a paleoconservative order that honors God. And none of the things that we've talked about for the last few weeks would happen. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire because we live in a debased society that has unsound, unbiblical money that God himself says in the Holy Bible that he hates. He hates dishonest weights and measures, which is what we have now in our money. And
people need to remember that, Chris. There is, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you bring up something that needs to be, and we're going to talk about this in the third hour. Intolerance is a virtue. It's there can be such a thing as a righteous intolerance or a
That's
godly
right.
hatred
yeah.
as God hated. But go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
But and even further, you know, none of us are defending pedophiles, and certainly no one here would defend Jeffrey Epstein. But on the other hand, we would also say that a young woman who is 17 who wants to get married,
there's nothing wrong with that. And our society today tells her that she has to go to college and take a bunch of feminist classes and things like that.
Right.
So 50 years ago, young women were told very, very clearly that if you spent time alone with a man who was a billionaire or very, very wealthy and significantly older than you, that you'd acquire a reputation, and that's all you'd get from it. And so the order that we talk about on this show that is anti-feminist and pro-family and pro-God is better for everybody. And it is only that
listen,
we seek to
you're right.
That thing that makes us
you're right.
In the eyes of the left.
And we're going to take to task the apostate church in the third hour while offering a passionate defense of the faith of our fathers. Thank you so much, Chris, for the call. Love you in Alaska. We're going to take a break.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are backing up. I have read now, I don't know if this is true. Someone just said that Congressman Steve Cohen has denounced this. I don't know if that's true. But
nothing is that shocking.
Eddie would like to denounce him. We can't get into all of we don't know if he's denounced. I'm sure he would if he was asked, but I'm hearing rumors that we've
been denounced. Well, what were you saying? We said during the break that the only type of woman that the media approves of now is Bruce Jenner. So
What that has to do with Steve Cohen, I don't know, but you know, it's true. Well, and Scoop wants to talk about that as well. Scoop, I want to transition from the Super Bowl and Michael Sam and Katy Perry and all of the degeneracy that we were subjected to during the commercial breaks and halftime. God forbid that we remember there was a game played. And even that is you know, not everything that we'd want it to be, but the game itself was certainly better than everything else, the pomp and
associated with it.
Associated with it, right, Keith? But I want to talk a little bit about this number 7 ranked tennis player and the scandal that she's in versus the praise and adulation and effusive gushing hurled at Michael Sam.
Or Bruce Jenner. He's being hailed a hero because he's trying to turn himself into a woman.
Yeah, Bruce's brave announcement. This is the former Olympic gold medalist.
Decathlon.
Yeah, and the decathlon. His brave announcement is that he's, you know, trying to become a woman at 70 years old. I mean, that's a farce. But we got to go back to Scoop. Scoop, go, Scoop.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We had a little issue with the satellite uplink. But anyways, what I want to talk about is Michael Sam and the Kardashians and Bruce Jenner versus Chris Kyle and the Duggars. Now, this is not a main event at WrestleMania. We already beat Michael Sam to death, but let's look at Bruce Jenner. 62 years old, he's done absolutely nothing for the past 20, 30 years. Today, he gets into a fatal 3-car accident. He's still alive, unfortunately, and it is all over Twitter. It is all over Facebook. Drudge is reporting it, and so is all major media. But Jenner, his wife, his kids, his stepkids, has done absolutely nothing. They have zero modesty. And they just pervert themselves in front of the camera. They accomplished nothing. Meanwhile, Chris Kyle only became a household name when Warner Brothers released a movie based on his book. Kyle did generate some buzz on the release of his book, and then when he was killed, and then the defamation lawsuit brought out by Governor Jesse Ventura. But then news outlets such as MSNBC had to call Kyle a racist, with absolutely zero facts to back up the claim. And then let's talk about the Duggar family. They're known for having 19 children. They live a strict Baptist life, and they have a reality show on the Learning Channel. But this is the same network that shows midgets, obese people, addictions including eating the ashes of a deceased loved one, and shows where people are injured fornicating. It's my opinion that TLC has tried to make this family a free show. But this is the prime example of the culture war going on. Michael Sam.
Well, see, you need to understand, Scoop, what it is. They're telling you that a Christian family with a lot of children is just as freaky as people that eat the remains of their dead relatives.
You know, Scoop actually has a very salient point there, is that, you know, I applaud TLC for getting one right in showing the Duggar family, and I appreciate their show and I appreciate everything they stand for, but he's right. Everything else on there is something out of a carnival.
And see, what they're trying to do, they're trying to equate the two. The Duggars are just as freaky as these other people that they feature in their shows. Right, Scoop?
Yep. But this is the prime example of the culture war going on. Michael Sam is celebrated because he told the world he's gay. Nothing else. We had to learn about Chris Kyle after his death and when his movie's released. Meanwhile, the Kardashians just prostitute themselves. And also, remember, the Kardashians had the fake wedding with basketball superstar Chris Humphries. Don't be too surprised that Bruce Jenner's sex change is only a ruse. Meanwhile, the Duggars are constantly being made fun of, probably because no family has a sex tape, a substance abuse problem, or run-ins with the law. But let us look at the end result of the culture war. The newspaper industry is dying. Newsweek is on life support. Nobody's watching network news. CNN is laying off staff. MSNBC's ratings get smaller and smaller. For example, Ronan Farrow has only 50,000 viewers. 50,000. Fox still has cable news dominance, while One American News and now Newsmax want to siphon viewers from Fox. Not to mention Chris Kyle is now a celluloid history with Alvin York and George Patton. American Sniper is now the highest grossing war movie of all time, with over $250 million gross. That's only in the U.S. The Duggars can boast being one of the longest running reality shows ever, with multiple books and a blog to boot, and ever increasing a beautiful and productive family. Now I ask you and the listeners of The Political Cesspool, which side of history do you want to be on? One where the medium is dying, promoting people who accomplish nothing except perverted American values? Or the side where a legend and legacy will live forever? Back to you in the studios.
Well, let me say this. I think that the only reason they have the Duggars on is that they're waiting for one of those 19 children to turn into Honey Boo Boo. And if they could
which
just
was another show that they aired. You know, and Honey Boo Boo's mom, you know, was shacking up with some sort of a pedophile that allegedly molested her own daughters. So, you know, but look, here's the thing, Scoop. That was a great commentary, and I appreciate that. But and what you're touching on is something, of course, that we all notice, but it should be reiterated, and that is, the Duggars are vilified. Tim Tebow is vilified. Michael Sam is glorified. The Kardashians are glorified. You want to be popular? You want to be in vogue? You want to be in with the in crowd? You need to act like Kim Kardashian. You need to have a sex tape. You need to be a slut. You need to marry, you know, five different, you know, you need to have five different interracial marriages. Your stepfather needs to become a transvestite. You know, and Kris Kardashian, the mother of the family, is just probably the most reprehensible person that I can think. If I had to think of
There's anything that could turn a straight man gay, it would be being married to that Kardashian woman.
Well, they're saying in the chat room, and by the way, if you're not there, we're having a riot in there at cfcc.org, that Bruce Jenner is trying to transition into transvestites or whatever. He's becoming one of the other four genders now, so he can date Rosie O'Donnell.
Or he's going to marry Honey Boo Boo.
Right. Anyway, thank you. Hey, Scoop, thank you for the commentary, brother. That you hit it, you hit the nail. What do you say, Keith? You hit the nail and drive it straight?
When you hit the nail on the head, you drive it straight.
And certainly you did tonight. Thank you, Scoop. I know you've got family and commitments and work, and so we'll let you go a little early tonight. But we're going to post that commentary that Scoop wrote next week at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Let's quickly go to Wes. Wes, thank you for calling in.
From Idaho.
Yeah, James, emailed Hello. You on this subject. Didn't get an answer yet. Emailed Reagan Carroll a couple of times on her book, Species, Endangered Species. Haven't got an answer to that yet either, and that is the subject. There's a couple of small typo errors, but they are pretty small. I would like to buy cartons of this book because it's so doggone good. One thing I've learned so far, and that is in the days of the Revolutionary War in America, the Native American Indians, the majority of them, joined up with the British. But I have one problem with the book. I'd like to see it changed. On page 140, she's asserting that white man found a cure to polio, smallpox, and measles. She's inferring that vaccinations have been good and effective. That is a little bit of an area kind of my expertise. In the case of smallpox, do you realize it was actually a bed bug that caused smallpox? I mean, sanitation is what took care of the problem of all this. Polio. I was 4 years old back in 1954. I can remember in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I jumped up under the bed because they drove a Jeep through during the summer, and they were spraying DDT everywhere. It was, you know, bad. I mean, they pretty much stopped DDT. I believe it could have been the cause of polio. But in the case of measles, I talked to a midwife, and she said that she really wanted to see a young child go through the three childhood diseases of child pox, mumps, and measles, because it was much better for them to get it when they were very young, and it would kick start their immune system and make it better for them later on in life. You shouldn't even suppress these fever from these three diseases too much. Just make the child comfortable. There's been very little death. And we got measles going on right now. Yes, but the vaccination had nothing to do with measles. Measles came down 98-99% before the vaccination was even introduced. She's also talking about penicillin, but once again, really my call is, how do I get a hold of this Reagan Carol? Her email bumps.
I will accommodate you, Wes. I, of course, as you know, have been on the road for about 10 or 11 days now, 12 days, I guess, and I haven't checked my email or at least combed through them thoroughly. If you have sent me an email to the politicalcesspool.org account, we will. I will get that personally to Reagan and make sure she answers you, and I appreciate your
call. You can buy hundreds of those books.
And you can buy as many of those as you want, and it was a great book and certainly a great interview 2 weeks ago. We're going to take a break. We have a special guest coming up at the top of the next hour, and then much more forthcoming. 2 hours to go. Stay tuned.
Pool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.